T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Adam Carter live from the Governor's Fishing Opener in Otter Tail, and we bring in Pete Najarian, best-selling author of Follow the Smart Money, co-founder of Market Rebellion, a portfolio trading service and education company. Pete and his wife Lisa also very involved helping our community combat Lyme disease through their Twin Cities Lyme Foundation that helps people detect if they have Lyme and how to get help. Pete, thanks for joining me this morning.
Absolutely, Adam, and I really appreciate it. Matter of fact, we're 1 week away from the event that we do once a year. It's going to be virtual again this year to raise some money for Lyme disease and help people get to the Lyme literate doctors. And it's a really important thing. And as you know, as you're up there at the fishing opener, I mean, there are ticks everywhere across the country. Yep. We know that, but this is an area that has really grown over the last few years. We're number two against just number one out there on the East Coast. So. It's not something we're fighting to get that number one spot, but I think the Midwest, especially the Minnesota area, is certainly starting to see more and more of this. So it's really, really important for us to continue to do this.
Tell me about that gala, Pete, and how people can get involved and help.
Yeah, it's great. It's the Twin Cities Lyme organization. So TwinCitiesLyme.org, people can go to that website, and then they can go through the process to register. And it's going to be a virtual gala next Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. It's great. You know, we've had so many wonderful people, and I know, Adam, you guys are really music guys out there, and and you know, we've had some great people. We had Don Felder, formerly of the Eagles, for year one. We've had the Spinners, which were fantastic a couple of years ago. This year we actually have a wonderful guy, Jonathan Cain, who's the keyboard man for Journey for the last, I don't know, since like 1981 or something like that. And he's a Hall of Famer. So, you know, he was generous enough to put together a medley. And we're really excited for this gala, and we're hoping to raise a lot of money to help as many people as possible here in Minnesota and anybody who's willing to come to Minnesota and go through the process.
Very cool. Pete, the NFL schedule released this week. And we used to joke about this about 10 years ago about how crazy people would get about this. And now it's become reality. People, I mean, it's just insane. People are assessing weekly games. I mean, can you believe this? I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
You know, it does give you a little bit of a sense, though, about the NFL. And I'll tell you what makes the NFL so unique, and it's not that the other sports can't, you know, they really just can't compete in this particular part of the business, but there's only so many games, 16 games, now 17 games, but the limited number of games does make every game really count in the NFL. You really can't coast for 5 or 10 games like you can in baseball and some of the other sports where you've got so many games. And, you know, it's not that the players are trying to coast or are trying to, you know, get away with something. But the reality is, you know, with baseball, when you have a normal season, you've got 162 games and you're looking at basketball and hockey. It's just different. And I tell you what, it just gives you a little bit of a sense of the power of the NFL. The fact that the draft is at prime time and all these other things that go on, it really is an unbelievable thing. And I'll tell you what, everybody's excited for their team because after the draft, everybody feels they got a lot better. And,
yep.
And there's hope. There's hope for the Super Bowl. There's hope for the playoffs. There's hope for a lot of different things. And I tell you, I think our division's going to be really, really neat to watch because, especially as we all watch the Aaron Rodgers saga that seems to change every single day. But I think that combination of all of that makes our division really, really interesting. And I like where the Vikings are positioned right now. But that doesn't mean that we're a lock to do anything particular because I like a lot of what Chicago has done. And it's going to be really interesting to see how Detroit sort of pieces things together as well.
Pete, Vikings losing a great character and a great coach in Jerry Burns. Your thoughts about Jerry Burns?
One of the greatest guys of all time. I swear to you, when I came and played for the Vikings, I got a chance to play for them in 86 and 87. And I'll tell you, Jerry Burns was the nicest man. I know I've heard this over and over again, but it's so true. And the best part about him was he's basically Burgess Meredith from I've never been a guy. I mean, the way he spoke, the way he looked, and all the things that he did, I swear to you, I thought I was looking at the Penguins. The guy was just absolutely phenomenal and just such a nice man. And I'll tell you what, he reached out to me and he was a part of my life for a period of time, not just with the Vikings, but throughout my NFL career and even afterwards. And I can't say enough about what a wonderful guy he was. And you know, he always was entertaining. You know, he was that guy that you wanted to be around if you were having a beer or something else, because he had stories. And, you know, 94 years old now, as he passed. But I'll tell you what, the stories coming from that guy, back in the 80s and 90s, they're just absolutely unbelievable.
Broke the mold, definitely. Yeah. Got about a minute left, Pete. We got to talk financial stuff here. Producer sure. price index rising mm-hmm. to a record. Why is that important?
Well, you know, I there's so many different numbers these days, Adam, that it does become a little bit almost overkill at times. But we want to see where we are based upon where we were maybe a year ago. We've had retail numbers as well. We're just always trying to measure things from previous times. And obviously, with the pandemic, that changes everything. And so a lot of these numbers get skewed. They're a little bit different. Obviously, a year ago, things were a lot different than they are now as we're starting to open up. And thank goodness we're able to be able to start taking off masks and everything else and live a little bit more of a normal life. So it's really interesting. I think the most interesting thing right now and the most important thing is people have to understand this inflation is real. And it's becoming a bit of something that I think we all have to be very aware of as we sort of navigate our way through the markets.
Hey, Pete, I'll catch you some fish this weekend. Thanks for the time this morning.
I appreciate it, man. I'm still looking for that drive to Waffle House with you and Chad.
Waffles, overrated. Pete Najarian joining us as he does every Friday morning. Appreciate that. Hey, Jess Myers is standing by. Want to talk about the Wild kind of back limping into the playoffs, but I think they got the right opponent. He's coming up at 8:35. Adam Carter on the morning news. News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.